Well, in the near future, I think vacation. I think he's got to take some time off and relax. He's been running for the office of the president for, you know, a good part of 6 years, if you think about it. So, you know, I'm sure he and his family are going to take some much-needed rest time. You know, maybe they'll go to the Caribbean where it's nice and warm or something like that. Moving on beyond that, you know, who really knows right now? There are obviously a lot of options for someone like him. He could go sit on a ton of corporate boards, which you know, presidential candidates of past have done. He can do some, you know, philanthropic work, but you know, most likely in some way he's going to get back into business. You know, he's been a business guy his entire life, so if he wants to, you know, work with his son's venture capital firm, or you know, starts, you know, doing some of the same work he did at, you know, Bain Capital, that makes a lot of sense. One thing I'm guessing he's not going to do is make a lot of visits to Iowa. I think he's probably spent enough time in Iowa during the last 6 years.
Absolutely. Now, you were with the Romney campaign on election night. What was that like?
You know, it was a much different, stark difference from what I saw at the Obama campaign party on election night. I was there in Boston at the convention center where they, you know, had signs everywhere for Romney and supporters that were really, really excited and amped up, and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of journalists. But it was, you know, early on, of course, there was some excitement and people were, you know, happy and they were all dressed up and, you know, they had all the you know, signs they're carrying around and banners and all those kind of things. But as the night, you know, turned on, it really, really never was that great moment for Romney. It wasn't, you know, they'd call states that were for Romney, but they were states that they already knew they were going to win. And people would cheer, but I think, you know, maybe they just saw it coming. And the more the night wore on, people started leaving. The bar business picked up, that's for sure. You know, and towards the end, it was just this very grim. I think I described in my story as almost awake. You know, people were very upset. They realized maybe early on that he wasn't going to get elected, but had, you know, a glimmer of hope that something would change in the last little bit. And it just never swung their way.
And kind of right when they called Ohio, was that sort of when people started leaving? Is that kind of when it was that grim moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's when they, you know, the hope was pretty much lost, because they knew that there was no path to victory without Ohio. He'd already, you know, lost enough states that without that Ohio pick, he was pretty much done for. So yeah, it definitely was you know, had the aura of just, you know, not necessarily a party anymore. It was just like, all right, well, this is our one last time to get together and hang out almost.
You know, earlier this week, you wrote an article talking about Governor Romney's LDS faith, saying this election, it may have actually helped him with voters. How did you come to that conclusion?
You know, it's interesting when you first started, when people, you know, talked about Romney running, all the big discussion was how his Mormon religion was going to hurt him, and it's going to be, you know, this big hindrance to him being able to be elected. And to a certain degree, there was sort of problems in his first bid. There were, you know, it was brought up, his Mormon religion was brought up a little bit in the primary election. But as we moved into the general election, you know, he started talking about his faith in very general terms. He talked about his time as a pastor. He had people from his ward in Massachusetts talking at the national convention about, you know, how great a person Romney was and how, you know, kind and helpful he was when they were in need. And that seemed to really resonate with voters. It was one of those times where he didn't appear plastic, when he actually had something that they could relate to. And if you're a, you know, if you're a church going evangelical who votes in Virginia or Iowa or some of these states that really mattered, that's the part where they could actually say, okay, he's a lot like me. He's very religious, and that matters to him, and that drives his life. And I like that. So, you know, in some ways, him being a very religious, devout person, despite, you know, whatever faith it might be, really was a plus for him in connecting to voters.